This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We're live today from the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Penn Oaks. This is a beautiful place. You have great weather.
Yeah, man.
A lot of your old teammates are out here playing some golf right now.
Serious about that golf game, too.
Well, at least you wore a golf shirt today. So
I did.
You're closer to serious than you have been in the past.
I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress.
Yep,
man.
You are. We can all say that. The Phillies are a work in progress. Hopefully they progress the right way. Off today, tomorrow, they start a series up in Toronto against the Blue Jays. And here we get some changes coming here to the Phillies' bullpen and their rotation. So,
yeah, then we get some help.
It sounds like. So they DFA'd Jose Ruiz, who has not been good this year, and they brought up Seth Johnson, a young kid that's thrown really hard this year at AAA. So we'll see what he provides. But the big move, really, is that they've decided Taiwan, your guy, is headed back to the bullpen, but now it seems like as a real reliever, not just a long guy, like one inning stints. Let's hear Topper on the decision to move Mick Abel back to the major leagues after his one really good start a few weeks ago. Abel's coming back up. Taiwan to the bullpen.
Our rotation in Toronto is going to be Wheeler, Sanchez, and Mick Abel. And Ty will go to the pen whenever he's available to pitch.
When do you think Ty will be ready?
It should be Tuesday, I would think, Tuesday or Wednesday.
And what kind of role do you see? I mean, before he was kind of like long relief, like, do you see him kind of going in a different role here?
I want to see him in a one-inning stint and see what he can do.
Would Abel be a one-time thing again, or would he?
Not necessarily, no. No. It all depends on Nola and how well Mick does, but I'm assuming we're going to assume that he's going to do well.
All right, a couple things here. I like the move. Abel obviously threw the ball great when he came up here and pitched against the Pirates. Mm-hmm. He's gone back to AAA, and he's continued to pitch well. So I think he's capable of pitching the big
ones.
Yeah, right?
In a pinch.
Yep, so we have Abel coming up. And they need help in the bullpen. I'm still intrigued. Remember when Taiwan had the three-inning, seven-inning strikeout outing?
He pitched angry.
Yep, against the Rays. So we really haven't seen much of Taiwan out of the bullpen since then, and then he had to come back to the rotation. I'm intrigued by Taiwan and what he can give them. So I like that. So we're good on that. You in on Taiwan bullpen,
I mean,
guy?
I know y'all don't want to hit after that. You didn't want to see I told you so, Doug. But I kind of
what are you talking about?
I
told you so.
Well, I kind of alluded to that a little bit,
what?
Like a few weeks ago when we were sitting here debating on who should go in the bullpen. I did kind of say that.
But Taiwan already had been moved to the bullpen.
Well, no, I'm talking
you
about
you said
that.
Lizardo should go to the bullpen.
Well, no, that was in a small sample.
And I'm still getting messages about that one because you made everyone lose their minds last week.
Oh, but look who looked like they know what they're talking about after what happened this weekend.
Because he had one bad outing?
I'm just saying. That's baseball.
No, nobody's talking about him going to the bullpen after that.
I'm just saying.
Besides you.
I'm just saying. In a nutshell, that's baseball. But I've always been on the – but let's get back to my original point.
Let's not, actually.
I've always been on the Taiwan Walker in the bullpen, especially when we start talking about Ranger going.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Ranger because, all right, so now
– Ranger might not be here.
Well, yes. So now we have a rotation of Wheeler and Lizardo and Sanchez, right? We got those three going. Ranger. Yeah. And now Mick Abel is going to be the fifth guy. But Aaron Nola – the thought is maybe a few weeks away he'll be back. So that puts us back to six, right? So
yeah, we still have the limo.
Let's play this out. Let's say Abel pitches well over the next couple weeks, because Topper just mentioned that it's not necessarily a one or two outing thing. Like, if Abel pitches well, maybe he stays. Ben Davis recently brought this up on the morning show, a name, you know, a destination for Ranger we hadn't talked much about this year. Here's Ben Davis.
There's not too many players on this team that you can trade away to get something in return.
Yeah.
But Ranger could be one of those guys.
So what's the likelihood? And
like a center fielder or a closer, something, right?
I think there's a high probability.
Do you really?
I do.
You think there's a better chance than not he gets traded during this season?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that might something out of him rather than lose him.
That's
right?
Interesting.
I don't know anything. I haven't heard rumors. I swear to you, I haven't heard anything.
Yep.
But I'm just looking at it from a business standpoint. Yeah. He offers the best to get something in return.
Sure.
Yeah. And you're going to lose him at the end of this year.
And so I think that's why the team was shopping Alec Boehm in the offseason, because there's really no other pieces on this team, A, that you can get rid of or dump salary with, or B, that you could get anything in return for. Alec Boehm showed that.
I mean, if Ranger gets traded, he might be the best player traded in the whole league. I mean, it depends on who else gets traded.
I agree with that.
He's an outstanding pitcher.
He's awesome.
I don't know if I'd go as far as say he'd be the best player traded, but I do think it's intriguing, because usually when you add something on a contending team, you trade prospects.
Mm-hmm.
This would be more of, hey, we have a quality player, but we have a surplus in this area. Do you have something we need, and we trade him?
That doesn't fit your overall long-term plans.
Right.
And that's why I've always been adamant about the fact that, you know, you want Ranger to be out there pitching to show people what he can do. He has that versatility. But obviously, you know, this kind of goes back to those financials that we like to talk about when we talk about the Phillies and the year that they're having, or potentially how the year is going to go. You don't want to be tethered with a whole bunch of older guys on these contracts if the team doesn't ultimately get to where you want them to get. So if that means that you could put Ranger out there and use him as a piece that could potentially help your team get better, then why not? Because you're not going
to
pay him.
So the only issue with this, I think it's harder to find a match, because who would want him? Well, a bad team doesn't want him, right? Because he's a free agent. Why would they wait to sign him?
Yeah, he's a rental player. He's a rental player.
Right. So then you'd have to find a contending team who has a hole in their rotation but has, like, an extra outfielder, extra bullpen piece.
Yeah.
I don't mind the idea. In fact, I think there's something interesting about what Ben is saying. I'm not sure where the match is. That might be harder to pull off.
Yeah, yeah. But but nonetheless, he's a piece. He's somebody that you can look at that, you know, would not hurt you if you had to get rid of. Well, you will have to give up any of your prospects in order to get him.
There is another thing. There's another way to do this. There's door number two. You could trade him for prospects and flip those prospects to somebody else.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Or, you know, you can use him as an asset, especially if he gets replaced in the rotation. Although he's pitching well. Ranger's done a good job after his first start blow up when he first came back. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. All right, we got a few polls up today. Let's start with this one on the Phillies. Is the Phillies' performance over this past weekend a big deal? Yes at 57%, no at 43%. Hughes getting 21% of the blame for Bryce Huff's failed Eagles tenure.
I respect that.
I do too. And did the weekend series change your mind about the Phillies trading for Rhys Hoskins?
Hughes getting more than the Eagles, by the way.
Yeah, Hughes more to blame than the Eagles for the failed Bryce Huff experiment.
What am I getting blamed for?
That feels extreme. I'm being honest. That feels extreme. All right, Hugh, why don't you give everyone the fourth clue? We're going into the 1 o'clock hour. We have an incredible prize to give away today. We're playing Hugh's Clues here to give this thing away today. And we don't have a winner yet. So we're giving away today a pair of tickets to see a championship season. The Mann Center, Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films coming together to celebrate this Eagles championship season. Special concert event hosted by Merrill Reese on July 24th at the Mann Center. Hugh, clue number four is?
This cat had real beef with Joe DeCamera.
Now we're talking.
Like if you hear the beef.
Oh, we'll play at the end.
Oh, yeah. He was about to put hands on Joe. Okay. It sounded like it was an on-site situation
with
Joe.
So we have, this is a player turned analyst.
Yes.
You played against them.
Yes.
Their son played in the major leagues.
Yes.
And this person had real beef with DeCamera.
Real beef.
All right. There it is. Clue number four. Tony's in Fox Chase. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's going on? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. It's Monday?
It is. Well, of course it's Monday.
Dude, are you serious?
No, I don't know.
How do you not know what Monday feels like?
No, it just didn't feel like a Monday.
What does it feel like?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Tuesday? Taz, doesn't it feel like a Tuesday?
No, you were not at work yesterday. How does it feel like a Tuesday?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't consider this work, so that's probably why.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This is not a job to mm-hmm. me. This is just like, you know, I get to interact with the people.
It's lovely.
This explains a lot,
you
actually.
People.
This explains a lot.
That's why the days, you know how some people, like, dread Mondays coming to work? I enjoy Mondays.
I don't dread Monday ever, but especially
when I come off a four-leg parlay.
Oh, jeez.
And I told you so weekend. Oh, man, I love coming to work.
You didn't have an I told you so weekend.
Kind of.
You said you didn't want Reese,
kinda.
And then he blasted two home runs.
Well, but I did say something vaguely about the defense, and it kind of worked out my way.
Was the first base defense the problem?
No, I'm just saying.
No, it was the shortstop.
I'm just saying.
Tony, go ahead. We're sorry. Tony, we're arguing with each other here. Tony, go ahead.
All right, where shall we start? It's the Phillies, right?
Okay, yes.
So I would love nothing more than to see Reese come back here, but that's not going to happen. There's a little bit of concern with the Phillies right now. I mean, you know, the number of losses in a row, Bryce Harper out of the lineup. But I think once Bryce comes back, we should be good. We should be good. He brings that energy. He brings that leadership role. The lineup will get put back to the way it was. We'll be all right. This ship will get steered straight.
Well, they'll be all right, and hopefully that day is tomorrow.
Don't sound like he's panicking.
Yeah, no, you're not panicking. I think it is worth noting, because I've brought up before, like, they've beat up on some bad teams. They've also, Scott had the stat yesterday. I think they're averaging about 6 runs per game against the good teams and about 3.5 against the bad teams. So I agree with you, Tony. Bryce will help the offense. I still think they need another bat. Tony, who is Hugh talking about? Who is our Hughes Clues person here?
How about Ike?
Ike Reese.
Ike's got a son that played baseball.
Ike Reese.
There was beef with the camera.
Oh, that's true, Tony.
Oh, he had beef with the camera?
Well, who, as in everyone?
But the camera called him a special teamer.
I don't have beef with the camera.
Well, not yet.
Okay.
Did you forget what he said about you?
Also, maybe one-sided, you did call him pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it was a one-sided beef.
And you said it multiple times.
I did say it.
A lot.
Also, he did say you were an Eagles great with a lowercase g.
No, he did. He did, but I don't consider that beef.
Yeah, well, because Hugh doesn't care about that stuff.
I don't consider that beef. You know what I mean?
That's not beef. But
I look at it like this. He said that because I said he was pregnant. And then he proceeded
to. Firing back.
I agree.
Well, he's. You see, he don't look as pregnant as he was.
Well, he's getting in shape for his battle against Jack.
That's what I'm saying. But so he don't look as pregnant.
Are you taking credit?
Yeah. Kyle. Yes.
Man, what a compliment. You're looking good. You're not looking as pregnant as you used to.
Joe, see, because you've probably been skinny your whole life.
No, I had a chunky phase.
Okay, you had
a
chunky phase and fat phase are two different things.
I was more chunky than fat. Yeah.
So, in order to motivate people, because this happened with Deuce stayed. Because remember, Deuce went through a phase where Deuce was getting heavy.
Yes.
And I never forget. When Trey saw him, he's like, hold up, Deuce. He said, boy, you're getting rich. He said, you might need to, you people say you're packing on that retirement 20 or something. do start getting his ass in the gym and start working it out. So it's motivation. When you call somebody pregnant or something like that, or say they look like they're in their third trimester, they get motivated. So, yes, Joe DeCamera, if you're listening, you're welcome.
That is spin right there.
Oh, it's classic spin. I mean, listen, how long have I been a radio host?
I mean, that's total spin. You called your coworker pregnant, and now you're taking credit for being in
But is he? Does he look as pregnant as he was?
He does not. I mean,
you're welcome.
If that's the question, I'll give you a straight answer.
Yeah, because Jack is in his head, living rent free. Mm-hmm. He wanted to get rid of the baby look, and now he's trying to get in shape. So mm-hmm. Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, let's go to Scott and King of Prussia. What's up, Scott? Scott.
Yeah, I'm here. It's really bad connection. Can you hear me?
You know what? Let's put you on hold. We'll bring you back up in a second. Mark in Woodbury Heights is up. Hey, Mark.
Yo, Joe. How are you?
Hey, Mark.
Listen, guys. I said this all along. And Dabrowski's not done a good job. I know you guys wanted to apologize to him. Write him
and you didn't want to do that. Yeah, I'm sure you're feeling good today.
That was Joe.
Joe, you know, you wanted to...
Well, we still should.
Dinner, breakfast, whatever. Here's the bottom line. This team is a flawed baseball team.
Agreed.
Defensively, bullpen-wise, they have one strength. Offensively, they're really inconsistent. They have one strength, the starting pitching. Ben Davis is 100% right. You have to trade Ranger Suarez. You have to trade him. He's your only – you can get a lot for him. There's a lot of teams battling for playoff spots in the American League that would love to have him. You can get a lot for him. You got to bring up Crawford now. What are we getting out of center field?
Nothing.
Why do we make these guys like Rojas makes that catch last week. He turned the wrong way. He catches it, and we make him out to be Cesar Cedeno, okay? Why do we make Stott out to be the next Joe Morgan? You know, we take these guys and glorify them. You have two good players on this team, consistently good players, Harper and Schwarber. That's it. Turner, what did he do in this homestand offensively?
Nothing.
He did nothing, and I was praising him last week. He did nothing. Boom. You move him up in the lineup. What's he do?
Nothing. And in big spots, he never seems to come through, ever.
Never. Castellanos. We make him out to be, I can't even, Bake McBride. Are you serious? This guy comes up small so often with guys in scoring position.
Castellanos.
You know, I am just sick and tired. This team is like a roller coaster, and I've said it over and over again. You guys tell me, well, it's early in the season. Back in April, I was ripping. It's early in the season. This is what they are, guys.
Sound like you're mad at
us. They're going to win. They're going to win 5 or 6 or 8 out of 10, and then they're going to lose 6 out of 7.
Well, and a lot of it's, Mark, right now seems dependent on the opponents. When they face the A's and the Pirates and the Rockies, they just beat them up, and they face good teams, and they struggle.
Seriously. Yeah. Have you seen a team worse than the Colorado Rockies in your life?
They're 9-50.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
The Pirates. Can you name 3 guys on the Pirates?
No, it's a scheme. Yeah. Cruz, and that's it.
These teams stink. They stink. And at the end of the day, Dombrowski has not done a good enough job, in my opinion. He has not. I don't know why Kyle wants to say he's sorry and he's crying on the other side of the board. What has Dombrowski really done?
Luzardo's probably the best.
He gave a lot of money. Yeah. Luzardo was a good move so far. So far, he.
Well, I'll say this about Dombrowski's entire tenure is going to be determined by this trade deadline. This is the last shot this group has. His last few deadlines have been a joke. I mean, some of the Hayes gave them nothing. The year before that, it was Lorenzen and Rodolfo Castro. The year before that, they gave up Ohapi to get Marsh. I mean, this is the deadline that's going to define Dombrowski. And if he doesn't deliver, they're not going to win anything.
Joe, you got to be strong up the middle. Turner becomes the DH. Schwarber plays left field. I mean, forget about Max Kepler. Schwarber plays left field. Bring up Crawford. Bring him up now. He's your leadoff
hitter. I'm not going to fight it. I know he hits the ball on the ground a lot, but he can't be worse offensively than when we get out of Rojas and Marsh.
Super quick. Why wouldn't you want him at the top of your lineup?
I'm intrigued, and he's hit well against lefties and righties down there, so I'm intrigued. Mark, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about?
The only guy I could think of, but I don't think it's accurate, is Chris Sims.
Oh, so he'd be the son, but I don't think his son's a player. Mark, we appreciate the phone call. No, it's not. This has been challenging for people.
Yeah. And I mean, to be honest, I thought it was pretty obvious because to me, this person is kind of the pioneer, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, of former athletes becoming sports analysts and thriving at that.
So can I? I'm going to give everyone. Can I give an extra hint?
You go for it.
You've seen him a lot.
He's
particularly our audience has seen his work a lot over the years.
Yes, I mean he's an OG sports analyst. Like seriously, like when I think of this person, he is the consummate OG sports analyst and a guy that I feel that he's helped usher in a lot of former athletes doing this. I really do.
And great beef with the camera.
I mean, great beef.
I mean, all time beef.
It was just, it was 2023, I guess.
2 years ago.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, about a year and a half ago, the viral beef with the camera. All right, let's grab Big V and Matt Lauer. What's up, Big V?
Yo, what's going on?
Big V, what's going on?
Okay, first, I don't have huge concerns. Well, one of the things is that some of the changes Topper has made have worked and some haven't. One of the biggest things is that, you know, we've got a struggling, defense, and one of your star outfielders is playing first base. The other issue is that, okay, bringing a guy back because our defense is struggling, and the reason we got rid of him because he was a lousy defenseman. I mean, he was awful.
Well, that's not why they got rid of Rhys Hoskins. They got rid of him because Bryce Harper wanted to play first base. I mean, that's it. They didn't get rid of Rhys because he was a bad defender. They got rid of him because Bryce wanted to play first.
Yeah, Bryce got that kind of pull. You know, but
maybe Bryce has changed his mind. You ever think of that, Big V?
Well, he did say he's one of his favorite players. Mm-hmm. So if he's saying that now, why didn't he say that then?
Well, because then he wanted to play first base. They did an experiment here for 2 years. Could they sacrifice offense for defense and put Rojas on the field and whatever crap they put in left field? And the answer is no. It's not made them better.
See, the problem that we have is that we've got big bats. They just need to go back to being big bats.
I'm not sure. Are we sure we really have? How many big bats do we have? Schwarber's a big bat? Yes.
Yeah.
Harper's a big bat. And Turner is a good bat. I want to call him a big bat, but he's a good bat. Who else is a big bat? You're right. He's streaky. Who else is a big bat? Bohm's not a big bat.
Bohm can hit. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. Like he was in the home run derby last year.
I don't care.
That's why they're trying to put him in.
Bohm's not a big bat. We've seen him here for five years.
No, because
what's his career high in home runs? 16.
But they're putting him in position. That's why they're putting him out there, Joe. They're trying to see if they could get him.
We roll you on the golf course. You're not a golfer. I mean, you could put that in third. That doesn't make him a big bat.
Why is always got to get so personal?
As you're saying, they put him in the spot.
Why are you attacking you? What did you do to you? Come on.
I'm just trying to make a point here. You could bat someone third doesn't mean they're a third hitter. Alec Bohm's not a big bat. He's just
Alec
tall.
Alec Bohm is a big bat.
Oh my God. Kyle, put a poll up. Is Alec Bohm a big bat?
I'm not even going to embarrass ourselves with that one.
There's no power.
You would say if Alec Bohm's a big person. Yeah.
Twins separated from
60% of his home runs this year came in minor league parks. Big bat. Get out of here.
The whole thing that Topper really has to do is get his batters to bat. I mean, come on. It's time that they actually start heating up to get ready.
I think we have this like fairy tale idea of this lineup. Castellanos isn't the player he was 4 or 5 years ago. JT offensively isn't the player he was 4 or 5 years ago. Bohm, look, is tall, so we think he's a power hitter. He can't hit for power. They don't have big bats.
He can hit. Cut it out, man. Other than that, bring up somebody from the minors who more than likely isn't ready to play.
That's
what it is, Joe. He should be able to hit, and that's why they're putting him in that position because he was supposed to. He was in the home run derby last year. He's supposed to be that guy.
This is the new Trey Turner was an all-star last year.
I don't care.
And he's working on it. He's working hard.
Well, you look at, you know, last
See, God, that was sarcasm.
Year, well, Trey Turner was playing like he could have potentially been an all-star.
Well, yeah, wonderful. That's right. It's great. I'm so glad that our 6'5" third baseman was in the home run derby.
I should have known it was going to be like this today. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, it is Tuesday, Hugh.
It is. You know, Tuesdays, they're tough days. All right.
Tough Tuesdays.
Big V, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hugh's Clues?
I was thinking Mark Schlereth.
Well, you got it, Big V. You got it. Yes, Mark Schlereth.
Celery. Yeah. You butchered his last name, but we'll take that.
Yeah, at 122, we got to give it away. Big V, yes, you nailed it.
Mark Celery.
So you're going to the Eagles event at the Man. All right, can we play this for everyone? So a few years ago, Joe DiCamera on the morning show had some criticisms for an Eagles game that Mark Schlereth called. And word got back to Schlereth about DiCamera calling him boring. And here is what Stink had to say about DiCamera.
I love the hate. I love it when people throw things at me. The other thing is, whether you're a fan or whether you're a media member, and you know who I'm talking about, if what you say to me is the broadcast was horrendous, you're awful, it's two X's and O's, plus you were so biased, you didn't hear the game you wanted to hear. I don't get paid to talk about the game that you want to hear. I get paid to cover the game in front of me. And if you're throwing at me, especially a media member, that I was biased in my broadcast, then you're a candy ass and you know exactly who I'm talking about. That's exactly what you are. I didn't get to hear the game I wanted to hear. He's horrible at what he does. He's the worst ever. You're a candy ass b-. That's what you are. So I can't help you if you didn't get to hear the game that you wanted to hear.
And y'all wonder why I like Schlereth the way that I do. Like, I had a chance to work with Mark, man. And I'll tell you, my first couple years at ESPN, a lot of times when we get in this business, Joe, and you know this, there are a lot of people that do this that aren't willing to help you. They aren't willing to give you the nuances of doing this. Mark wasn't like that. Because I remember, and we've heard it several times where, you know, I might get stuck on a person's name or something, and he used to give me little, like points and clues to how to remember their name. Like, say you might want to go with the guy that plays, you know, plays for the Commanders, plays receiver. Like, certain things that give you time to remember the name or just write stuff down. He was always willing to share information. And, as you just heard in that clip, he will clap back.
Yes, he will clap back.
And that's the one thing that I've always respected about him, man. He's always been an even-keeled guy, and he's always been a guy that has always been willing to share information if he hasn't.
When you brought his name up this morning, I forgot, and then it like hit me. Like, didn't he say something about DiCamera when DiCamera said something about him? Well, yes, he did. All right, a fun Hughes Clues today. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, your phone calls here on the Phils, on the Bryce Huff situation, Trey Turner. You want Hoskins back even more now. I do. We'll check in with you people who are clearly in Hughes' head, and we'll say goodbye to a great broadcasting crew with some audio that Hugh can relate to. That's all coming up. We're live today at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.